different, something which certainly put a smile on my face today then, with a safari of animal art being let loose in Gloucester. Now this all starts today to mark the start of half term, so perhaps a bit of inspiration for something that you might be able to get up to. Now this is, all comes from the brain of 10-year-old Ewan, who's an artist and has been working with his dad to create these artworks in the centre of Gloucester. It's all about brightening up the space but bringing more people into the city as well to celebrate in some of those spaces. Now, there's a chance for to get involved. I'll bring you more details about how you might be able to go along and see some of these and scan them on your phone and do something a little bit interactive as well. But I've been along then to meet Ewan and others at the site just on Queen's Walk, just around the corner from Eastgate Street in Gloucester.
So we're looking at a badger painted onto a wall. It's got a poem around it. Hi, I'm Ewan. I'm 10 years old and I like drawing animals.
Tell me a little bit about the idea behind this.
First, I drew a raccoon in my drawing book. My dad was like, that's going to be really popular. And then I drew some more animals, so that's how the badger got here.
Okay. Yeah. And this was part of something which started for you in one of the lockdowns, is that right?
Yes.
What sorts of things were you drawing?
Just random doodles.
And now this has become something much bigger. So there's another image over there. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that one?
It's a rat, and it's also got a poem, and I think the poems fit really well. Badgers sound like they should make badgers, not live in a wood. They're stripy like bees and hide behind trees. I'm sure they're up to no good.
They look amazing, the pictures, but how important are the poems to you?
My dad's friend, Shane, he invented the poems, and yeah, I think they fit good.
Have you always really liked drawing?
Yeah, because it's something that I do when, like, I'm like, what am I going to do today? And I'm like, oh yeah, let's do some doodling. And also, it's really fun.
When you started doing them, did you ever think that you would see them this big in the centre of Gloucester?
No, I never thought they would be here. But they are here, so it's awesome.
Yeah, how does it feel to see them up on these walls so big?
It's amazing, it's like a miracle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I know this is part of a trail, so something really exciting. What do you want people perhaps to feel or to see when they come down and have a look at these?
I mean, I want people to feel like because they're all animals, I want them to think more about the environment. I feel like people should be more aware about litter and stuff.
I'm George, I'm Ewan's dad.
George, come on, tell me how you feel when you look at these pieces of artwork.
I'm really proud. They've come out a lot better than we imagined. When I went to buy the paint, and you get these little swatches, and I left them in the house, and Ewan had them, and I said, what do you think they're for? And he had no idea, actually, because we kind of chose the colours. And he went, oh, is it for Ukraine? so it's kind of happy coincidence in some ways that we chose those colours. But we chose them just because we thought they were bright colours. Yeah, the rats come out really lovely, and the badger. I am really proud, really proud, yeah.
And you are someone, we've spoken before, artistic, creative. Having you and involved in a project like this at the age of 10, what's that like for you to see them getting really creative?
It's really nice, actually, because it is his thing. I can do visual art, but I don't. I do music. So Ewan's got his own thing going on, really. Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. And it's really nice during half term, during the summer holidays, at the weekends. He's quite happy with a book and a pen, doodling away, sketching out things. And then he comes and shows me, and then we make some plans.
So it's like a grey rat with a nice red and pink tail. It's got a yellow background. And this one also has...
Hello, I'm Toby Waldridge, and I'm from Gloucester Bid, the bid manager for the city.
Toby, they look fantastic. Just give me a sense of the bigger project here and what you're trying to achieve.
So the big project for BID as a whole is to get people to have a good reason to come into the city centre. So it's not just shopping these days. High streets have to adapt to the new circumstances that we all live in. And you've got to have a reason to come in. So what we're doing is trying to make areas of the city which are maybe not interesting, little grot spots, little corners, put something in there in terms of artwork. Create a trail, and then people can get into town, have a look at the artwork, follow the trail, go and find interesting places, interesting things, and then hopefully see what is actually in the city centre. And there's an awful lot of good local unique stores, so hopefully people will be able to, you know, have a good time. Come in and have a bite to eat, have a drink, have a good, you know, and really discover the city.
A way of bringing people out, these are the first ones today. Of course, it's the start of half term, so I guess how much was that in the planning in perhaps making this the start of an exciting week?
So this is the Safari Trail, and absolutely to coincide with half term, we thought it would be an ideal opportunity. It's adding to existing trails, so we already have 80 or more artworks in the city centre. That's all on the BID website. You can download the list if you want, and you just go around, tick them off and have a look at them. So it's all part of that package of trying to bring more art and more interest into the city.
As you've just been hearing then, funded by Gloucester BID, this project. There's also a chance to get involved as well if you look on their Instagram feed, gift cards and tag. You can sort of tag yourself outside the artworks and all that sort of stuff. But created originally by 10-year-old Ewan, who you heard at the start there, originally made 53 animal designs during lockdowns, and then now they're absolutely massive, just on Queen's Walk in Gloucester. It's on the alleyway, just near to the Boots on Eastgate Street, so you can go along and see them. And I know they're expecting lots of people to go down and enjoy that this half term. It's BBC Radio Gloucestershire, 25 minutes past 4.